Hello to all my ghouls, goblins, ghosties, and everybody in between. Welcome to the Spooky Showcase Year 3, baby. Or should I do this as my Year 3?
Yes.
More apropos. I, of course, am your ghostest with the mostest today. Because, you know, the gobble ghouls. Perfect. I love it. So I don't know if I talked about it on the show. I was gonna go for Rhea. Things didn't work out the way I wanted. So I went with a classic early 2000s Lita. Can't go wrong. I am a redhead. I got the red lights on. It's perfect. But you don't have to call me Lita. You can call me Miss Katie Kinsey. Baby.
Baby, or should I say baby?
Baby.
Baby. Baby. That's totally the same thing.
Of course, joining me, because there would be no spooky showcase if she wasn't here either. I'll do the whole thing and then I'll throw it in at the end because I don't know how to change yours on the fly. The Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing, the Rhodes family eating, the spice of life, the sassiest pain maker that I know. There we go.
Okay, I like that.
The Hangman Adam Page to my whittle ghosty Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, I just hit the fight thing. I actually hurt my
do that all the fucking time. Miss Y2 Garcia Savannah. Welcome back.
Hello, Katie. It's good to be spooky again for our 30.
My favorite time of year.
You know what would have been pretty funny, Katie? But you just next year.
Next year.
Is if you put little like sheets over Adam and Rhea, make them little ghosts.
Oh my god, man, I should.
I just make them a little ghost.
Oh my god. I mean, I have a tissue, but like, I have a fan on next to me, so it's gonna end up blowing my
So, like, you should make Rhea a regular ghost, you know, just she nice.
Yeah.
And then you should make Adam Cole a Charlie Brown ghost with all the holes.
he would 100% be a Charlie Brown ghost.
But it's so cute.
He is the cutest.
You should be Dom next year. We'll both be prison Dom.
I'm not being prison Dom.
Why not?
Next year, I know I said this last year. I was like, I'll go all out. I work until four. I don't get home until five. I don't have enough time. This was very much on the fly, but next year I will be 100% more prepared. I'll go all out. It's going to be great. That's what Jesus is going to be.
Oh, gonna be prison Dom.
Oh, well, you have fun being Dom.
You're gonna get arrested if they see you in the streets, Jesus. You're gonna be like, hey, he's a convicted felon.
Get him. That's exactly what they're gonna do. But you know, if you are enjoying the Spooky Showcase live here on twitch.tv/SheLeadsShowcase, we appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead and follow the channel so we can, you know, get closer to affiliate. We got to do all the things. But if you don't want to do that, that's perfectly fine. And if you want to watch us live, youtube.com/SheLeadsShowcase, where you can subscribe, you can like, you can comment. We're going to talk all things Halloween after we do the normal spiel. Ooh. For the most part. So we're going to talk all things spooky and Halloween as we normally do. So you can comment all your spookiness down below in the comments of the video or the live stream, whatever your heart desires. I can't get this frog in my throat. But if you want to support us, you know what I'm saying, patreon.com/SheLeadsShowcase, where you can get a non-wrestling exclusive podcast every month. Like this month, it's October, it's spooky month. Mr. Matt Ridd and I talked all things spooky from our childhoods, movies that traumatized us, you know, Matt basically going on a ghost adventure by himself while we all watched on a Zoom call. It's a great time. So you can check that out. Yeah, literally all by himself. We were on a Zoom call with him while he went through that. It was, if you want to hear the whole story, patreon.com/SheLeadsShowcase, people. You gotta leave him on a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
I mean, he's fine. But
no, I hope so. He's not in the chat right now. Are you sure he's fine?
He's a busy man. He's at work. He's doing his best. He's always here in spirit fingers, as it's, you know, on brand, on theme. But I also hit, but we're just both hitting our mics today. I don't know what
that is. Hit the mic day on Spooky Showcase.
Oh, because you know what? It's the Spooky Showcase.
Spooky.
The ghost starts floating. It starts floating.
Ooh, this is totally nothing.
It's John Cena. Oh my god.
I know John Cena's lifting my mic. That's what, that would be a fun idea. Just completely, like, have your mic, like, under your desk or something, if possible, and then just don't be on screen and be like, I'm John Cena.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, just...
I'll look into it. I'll look into how to do that. That'd be fucking hysterical.
Wait. Oh my god. Hold on, sorry. It depends.
She's looking? She's looking.
Dang it! April Fool's does not fall on Thursday. That'd be fucking funny to do on April Fool's. We can do a belated April Fool's thing. That'd be funny too.
April Fool's, I think, would be hysterical. No, I'm not going to tell you. I have ideas.
Dang it, okay.
Ha ha ha.
Now I'm cliffhangered.
Now you are cliffhangered. I like that it's a verb now.
Yeah, it is.
Cliffhangered? Mm-hmm. All right, before we get into, you know, the funness of the show, we got to do the normal spiel because, you know, a lot happened. A lot happened.
Big thing happened.
I don't know if we're talking about the same. I don't know.
Probably not, but something that was pretty. Well, I would say it was big, but it was funny for me. But you can go on.
Okay. So I'll have you say it because I probably won't say it.
I trust you. No, I think.
First and foremost, Impact is going back in time to TNA, starting in January at the Hard to Kill pay per view. The video package. Hype.
It looks like,
I know they're, like, not gonna bring back the six-sided ring more than likely, which, fair. It was aesthetically pleasing, but I know it was a pain in the ass for the workers, so I get it.
They probably are so really blown.
But you still have a lot of people who were there during the TNA times. Frankie Kazarian, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley being probably, like, the three most notable ones. Like, so it makes sense. People still chant TNA at their shows, so why the fuck not?
You gotta give the people what they want, right? Right.
It camera zoom out and all. Yeah.
Oh, they did that on Dynamite last night. It was pretty funny.
They did that twice, back to back.
With Okada, like Okada was doing his, I can't stretch my arm out because there's a wall, but like he was doing his Rainmaker pose, and then Orange just goes up and hugs him, and then they freaking do the zoom out. That I thought that was hilarious.
it was very well done. I was very proud of them. I was mainly watching Chucky because like. I saw Ric Flair was on screen. I was like, no, fuck this. I'm going to mainly watch Chucky. And it was the mid-season finale, so I kind of had to, you know, focus. But we mentioned our Patreon. You know who else is coming out with a Patreon, Savannah?
What?
The Dead Man, Undertaker. Bum, bum, bum. He's going to have his own podcast on his Patreon. It's going to be called 6 Feet Under with Mark Calloway.
That's pretty funny. And that's a good name.
It's so funny. I love it. He's going to be telling stories from his 30 plus years in the ring and the business and his life outside of it. And there's specific tiers like most Patreons have. If you do the highest tier, which I believe is $10 a month, you can ask him questions that he may or may not answer on the podcast. So like you'll get like basically a free shout out, which is fucking dope.
I was going to say, for $10 from the Undertaker, like,
$10 for the Taker?
That's not bad.
Take my $10.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, ours only costs $3.
I know, Katie, but we're not exactly the Undertaker. Wait, hey. I was going to say, 10 seems kind of cheap. I feel like for the Undertaker, I feel like some wrestlers would be like, yeah, you want to get it? You want to be involved, bro? Give or take smallest tier $25.
She said... You want this information? A bargain. No less than $35.
Exactly.
Which some probably fucking would. But
yeah, some people will. Like, people have paid like $500 for an MJF cameo. And he was a heel at the time, so you would only just tell them to fuck themselves or you would insult them. I'm pretty sure that's what they wanted. But... yeah.
Which, I mean, I would never pay it, but hey. No.
Even some of the cameos, like some like were like, I think Orange Cassidy's, like, no offense, I love you, Orange, but his were, I think, close to 100, and he wouldn't do shit. Obviously, that's Orange Cassidy, but like, I don't think he would be worth it, you know, to get a cameo from Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, cameos, they really kind of just like don't need to be that expensive. I guess you're getting like a quote unquote free shout out from a wrestler. But, like, over 60 bucks is, like, kind of ridiculous.
That is
for, like, a two-minute video.
And that's, like, if people are nice, you know? Sometimes it'll just be, like, 15 seconds.
Well, the one I got you for from Brandon was, like, 8 minutes long.
No, that was for Maddie. That wasn't for me. So
it wasn't for you?
No. I would have known, and I would have, like, totally put, like, oh, 2 years ago today, Katie got me this cameo.
Why did I think I got you
one? It was for Maddie.
Listen, time's not fucking real. I really thought that was real.
I'll gladly take one from Brandon from you. That's cool.
If he still does it, I'll get you one for Christmas.
Oh, I was just, oh, Katie.
I don't know if they still do those, but, like,
I was going to say, but it's, like, $25 also, so.
No, that's
fine. And if it was, like, 8 minutes, bro, then that's, like.
Dude, I swear to God, like, the video.
Oh, and that's the thing. I do remember so that, long. But it wasn't for. I do remember that, but it wasn't for me.
Why did I think it was for you?
Probably because I fucking love Brandon in the Box, and still do.
There was too many of you to try and.
Dude, it was hard. Yeah, and then we'll get into that later. That's something spooky.
Ooh, old goose group chat. Ooh,
group chat. Oh shit.
But let's get into some Halloween Havoc Week 1 news that happened on Tuesday. We got and new NXT Tag Team Champions Chase U. Now, how the fuck you gonna do the Don and Stax like that? Pretty disrespectful, if you ask me. I will say. But congrats to Chase U. I guess. Family forever. Oh my god, hi Matt. Oh, crazy how I bring up the family and he appears.
Spooky.
Not only did we see new tag team champions, but we saw a new NXT women's champion crowned. Miss Lyra Valkyria put on a hell of a performance against Becky Lynch. So...
I saw that Becky rose her hand after the match, like, with the title. I thought that was pretty cool.
She did. There was a lot of cool little things they did towards the end of that match. Becky glancing at Jade Cargill, who was out there on a throne up top before handing the title to Lyra. Obviously, Becky, like, holding up Lyra. Like, the respect is there.
Yeah.
And that's all that really matters. And that means... NXT talent is holding NXT championships. Mine is Dom, because the fuck. He might lose next week. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe he will. That'd be spooky.
No, that'd be Justice.
No, right. But just spooky for Dom.
Spooky.
It's actually getting cold. That's spooky.
That is spooky. Yes, Matt, we did. Mainly Allison and I. You can scroll up. I don't know if it'll let you, but you can see. yeah, that was the thing that happened. And now we got some pay-per-view news happening here.
Yeah.
First, Bash in Berlin, Germany, August 31st, the Mercedes-Benz Arena for WWE. Obviously, that means SummerSlam is going to be towards the beginning of August / late July, probably next year, which works for me. Oh my god, I hope I get a SummerSlam on my birthday. That'd be kind of fun.
Dude, imagine. When's your birthday? What day is it fall on?
So I think it would be, quick look, hold on, I don't remember.
I think it's Sunday.
I want to say, my birthday's on a Monday? Gross.
Ooh, my birthday was on Monday this year.
But I do get a Monday Night Raw on my birthday again, so.
Ooh, okay. All right. That works.
Isn't it a week before? I don't fucking know when Tony Khan's doing all that shit.
It is, could be the weekend of All Out, actually, if you think about it, because...
All Out or All In? In it, bruv.
Let me see, because All In...
It.
Right, is, I think, the 25th. So, yeah, it's the same weekend, because the next weekend's All Out. Or, yeah, it's Labor Day.
Matt is spending his birthday in Tennessee for Mania. That's a pop-off. Oh, wait, man. Tennessee? You mean, no, what you mean to say is Philadelphia, right, Matt? I know he's not going.
Visiting some friends.
It's the same weekend. Yeah, I wonder what friends you're visiting. What podcasting people do we know who are in Tennessee? Interesting. It's Allison Will. So, yeah.
It's a
Bash in Berlin. It's a mystery. Bash in Berlin will be happening in August. Apparently the same weekend as All In It, bruv.
Oh, no, All Out.
Oh, All Out. Whatever. They're all the same.
Yes, it is. Which isn't actually, it's not a surprise because when in 2022, Clash at the Castle was the same weekend as All Out. I remember I was at FanFest. I couldn't watch Clash at the Castle.
Oh, yeah, because Tony Khan made a big fucking deal about it. What else is new? Happy Halloween, Dad Hat. Happy Halloween.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, John and Carolyn also do live down there. That's right. Also, I did see that Paris is being discussed for possibly Backlash next year.
Dude, I freaking love Paris, even though
they got bed bugs everywhere.
Like, which, I mean, I don't blame them. What?
I said, because they got bed bugs everywhere.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, they just don't like Americans. Which I
oh, that, that, that fucking too. Oh, man, imagine a big wrestling paper.
I hope they can't only in French. That'd be kind of freaking hilarious.
Parlez-vous français? Oui. That's all the French I know.
I remember some French. It's kind of actually... Here's something spooky. About so my dumbass decided to take French instead of Spanish for my foreign language credit for college. Not only was French, not was, it still is, I just don't take the class anymore, super fucking hard to learn, so many more rules, like even like using the past tense or passé composé, fucking nightmare, bro, because there's certain rules on when you should like conjugate verbs, like if it's like this, or in this instance you conjugate like this, but then you don't. It's hard. Like, I just get PTSD just thinking about it. But what's spooky, is that I'm kind of starting to forget some stuff that I remembered in Spanish and confusing it for French. Because like some stuff, like for example, like some like, oh, how do you say this in Spanish? And I say it in French and like it's not right because I'm like, oh, wait, that's not Spanish, that's French. And I before I answer it, I think about it and I'm like, wait, like it kind of scares me because I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I used to remember how to say this in Spanish, or I used to remember what this was. Like after some thinking, sometimes I'll get it, but yeah. For the most part, I'm just like, what the fuck? I was like,
that's, you know what that is, Savannah?
Spooky. And, yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because like stuff that I would know, like the back of my hand in Spanish, like I have to do some thinking now. Whereas, yeah. Like, you know, before I took French, so I think taking French was a big ass mistake. Not just because of my GPA and because of how hard it was, but yeah, like some stuff I'm kind of starting to forget what it like the translation in Spanish, because I think about it in French now. So I'm like,
yeah, like I took Spanish from kindergarten to sophomore year of high school, so like I remember the majority of stuff, but like, French I never took. I like I said, I only know like parlez-vous français, amour, which is a lot of things.
Yeah, it's just a little weird also, just because or like, or conjugating stuff, I kind of conjugate it wrong now because I'm following the freaking French rules. I'm like, dude, French has ruined my life. But I do love the country. Good country.
Will wants a huge... He does not stop it. God fucking damn it, Matt. And yes, Savannah's clown costume. If you did decide to ever do, like, a full-on clown, that's, like, you basically got it down.
I would do, like, Pennywise, though. He'd be a spooky. Ooh.
Spooky. Yeah. And the final bit that I have, news-wise, is, so we talked WWE, PLEs, if you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
AEW pay-per-view. It's going to be called AEW World's End, December 30th in Long Island, New York. So, I don't know what that's really going to entail. You're really, like,
Tony, you're being ballsy
doing it, like, New Year's Eve weekend.
I'm going to say, Tony, you're fucking crazy if you expect us to pay another $50 for a pay-per-view. I know Katie and I split it, but that's still a total of $50. Number one. Number two, you better be on fucking HBO at that point. Like, on the streaming service.
You got 2 months, Tony Khan. Count your days.
Or things will really get
spooky. Count your fucking days.
But I will say, I know, like, because I've talked about it, like, come on. I get it, it's New York, so I was like, you know what, fair. But I'm like,
it's like Chicago.
Yeah, but like, no, but also just New York is one of the most white, like, one of the most populated states in the country, so that makes sense. Still want that Texas pay-per-view, but I will say, if there was a Texas pay-per-view, I would much rather have it be one of the main four.
I mean, that's well, true.
One of the main two, because the main four has two of those are exclusive to Vegas and Chicago. So, that's one of the true. Main two. So, Full Gear or Revolution.
No, Matt, leave her alone. Art ready. From Terrifier is fucking scary. He's spooky. I want someone to go in after we upload this tomorrow. Count how many times Savannah and I go spooky.
Spooky.
I want to fucking count.
It was a dollar for every
time. That is for every $3. That's a Patreon subscription, motherfuckers.
Spooky. How about that? Yeah, someone will send us. How about that? That'd be cool. Little exchange. Someone gives us a dollar for every time we say spooky. And then however much we make, we'll, like, see how many threes we can get, how many groups of three we can get, and then we can give away free Patreon, like, for a free month of Patreon
to some
people. And then that way, when you, I'm going to say when, not if, you really enjoy the content, you can be hungry for more and then start paying the other $3 every month for yourself.
Look at you go. I'm a girl. Look at you.
Speaking of spooky and Patreon, oh, what?
Sorry.
It's okay. I was going to hide it anyway.
Well, I know what he's going to bring up. But did I get your big news?
No, and I was a little surprised. Just because it was the way this kind of took off on the internet. I was like, what the
fuck? Did this happen today?
No. What happened today?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to say I was at work all day.
No. This happened on... Earlier this week, actually, I remember because I thought it was freaking hilarious. I think it was this past weekend, actually, because I remember I was at my aunt's house. Grayson Waller pissing off the probably the worst fan base you could ever piss off. Ooh, dude is fucking bold. He's brave and tough as nails. He went after the Swifties, bro. He didn't even go after the Swifties. Oh my god, I don't want any Swifties coming after me. Because they'll find you. They're I don't want
to
say.
Yeah, I'm not trying to deal with the Swifty hate. Savannah.
I'm not going to say they're snakes, bro, but they're like, you know, I'll say they're like Randy Orton, so they don't get it, you know?
They're like Randy Orton.
Yeah. So Grayson Waller, I guess he was on the bump, and they brought up Taylor Swift again, which, I mean, I guess, look, I don't care. Well, I
we're over it.
But yeah, but also, like, I guess it. I'm slightly relieved that it wasn't just for the women where they're going to bring up Taylor Swift, you know, like with EOS. I'm like, all right, it's fair game for everyone, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess they brought up the whole her and Travis Kelce To what she said, if it were me, I wouldn't settle for a six, but to each their own. I think that was the quote.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my God, the Swifties got pissed. They started calling him a zero. They started, you know, like, I'd never seen so many freaking Swifties, like, under a wrestling comment. And people, like, you know, even wrestling fans were trying to say, like, dude, this is what you call a work. You're basically giving him the reaction he wants. He's a heel. He's a bad guy. Yeah. And people are like, imagine making fun of a woman, being threatened by a woman, and your name's Grayson Waller. And, of course, that's freaking hilarious because that's not his real name. Like, welcome to wrestling. That's not his real name. And of course, like I saw, I actually found out about this on Twitter, because, you know, for some reason, Twitter will send you notifications about someone else who tweeted, not because I have their notifications on, but it's just, I don't know, they just suggest.
Yeah.
But I saw, it was something relating to Grayson Waller and Taylor Swift. So I was like, what the fuck happened? And then the person, I guess the first person who kind of tweeted out, the first Swiftie who really tweeted out at Grayson Waller, I guess got so much shit from the wrestling fans that she deleted the tweet. Like, it's gone from her Twitter. But this is how I found out. Because I kind of started digging after this. Grayson Waller made a tweet, and he said, I always thought the wrestling fans were the lowest, like, losers of fan base, something like that. He basically said the number one, like, worst fan base out there, the biggest losers. And he said, but then I came across the Swifties. So he said, wrestling fans enjoy the number two spot. And I was like, oh. And then, of course, the Swifties has lost their minds. And then all this happened. And then Grayson Waller issued an, quote, apology. But it wasn't that much of an apology. I'll just say that you should just expect, if you're a wrestling fan, just expect what a Grayson Waller apology might look like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been wearing like Taylor Swift shirts at live shows. Toxic Battle Royale Swifties versus IWC.
Bro, there's gonna be so much toxicity in that ring. They're gonna like,
it's gonna melt.
Yeah, like it's gonna disintegrate the ring. They're gonna like stand and then.
Also, Allison, why the fuck are you gonna make it so hard? I'm not that ineligible. Please. Don't. Alice,
it's spooky.
Spooky how hard it's going to be. Oh, yeah.
That's what I had. Because, again,
I literally forgot it happened.
I guess what surprised me is the fact that, like, a very non-wrestling fan base, you know, it's not like Cardi B, where she's brought up that she likes wrestling, you know, or Vanessa Hudgens, who's like a fan of Jade Cargill, like some, like not her fan base. Like Taylor Swift and wrestling have nothing to, they have no reason to intersect. And even then, like, because they brought up Taylor Swift with Io Sky, and that kind of circulated around Twitter, nothing extreme, but the Swifties didn't go looking for that, you know, they didn't go like, oh my God, like wrestling.
It's because. Is she wasn't in quote unquote insulted.
I guess that's true, but the fact that I don't know how the Swifties found out, because again, there's no reason why the fan bases should have really intersected, you know?
Unless
the only thing I can think of is that, because there's people I've seen in the comments like, oh, I'm a Swiftie and a wrestling fan. Maybe they would tweet out something. They probably tweeted out something good, like, oh, this was hilarious, or I thought Grayson Waller was funny. And they're followed by Swifties, and then a Swiftie saw it, and then just.
Domino
effect. Yeah, domino effect. Spooky.
Spooky dominoes.
Yeah. So that it was just crazy. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I literally like forgot that happened. I clearly am not paying attention enough anymore. That's fine. But Allison mentioned Halloween Havoc in the chat here. And not from WCW, but today in women's wrestling history, from 2021 Halloween Havoc in NXT. Obviously, we had Shotzi as the host, I believe, in 21. If she wasn't, then she definitely was the host this year with Scarlett, and they fucking killed it. I'll talk about it soon. Don't you worry. But we got Gigi Dolin and JC Jane defeating Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada and Io Shirai at the time. Or Io, yeah. No,
Io Shirai, yeah. She's Io Sky now.
Io, yeah. It's what? Io.
EO, yeah, I'll just say that. EO. EO, which was IO at the time, not EIYO.
That's true. It was just IO. But that was the ladder match where E almost died, and it was a whole thing. But JC Jane and Gigi Dolin captured the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships, which are basically nothing. This is now fucking thanks, Rhonda. And sure. Mandy Rose began her reign defeating Raquel Gonzalez, Rodriguez, whatever you want to call her, for the NXT Women's Championship. And this was the beginning of the rise of Toxic Attraction in NXT. The Hex Girls. And then all hell broke loose. The Hex Girls, if you will.
Yeah. Crazy. And it's still crazy that Mandy Rose isn't in the WWE anymore. She was like on fire.
She had a hell of a reign. The Toxic Attraction was on top.
They were like the Undisputed Era of that part of NXT, like that little era of NXT, you know.
The faction,
the dominant faction with all the gold.
Yeah, they really shout out to Toxic Attraction. They really held shit down, and as they should, because females.
Yeah,
that's why. So let's now we're getting to the fun part. Let's talk Halloween. Let's talk spooky things. Let's talk
spooky.
So. AEW disappointed in you. You had one shot, one opportunity to have people in costumes. Y'all didn't do shit.
They only did that like twice. Because COVID, I don't think they did. Or maybe they, no, because COVID, I don't think they did. Because that was the first anniversary show. And then they had the Jericho anniversary show. So I don't remember if they did anything for 2020. But 2019, they did. They did. I remember that's when Kenny Omega, I don't know video games that well. He was that guy from Undertale.
Fuck, I know it.
I know it too, or I think I know it, but my mind's blanking. I just know it's Undertale. He came in with a mask, and it was pretty cool. People were dressed up.
It was like Sans?
Someone will have to fact check. I'm not gonna
I think it's scary.
But then in 2021, that's when the Elite did the Ghostbusters. They even had, like, their own entrance.
Custom Hangman is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Dude, I freaking... Oh, but Halloween's over. I should have done that. That shot of it's Hangman up the head with Matt, like, right there in the middle, looking all worried. Oh, my God.
It's my favorite, like, meme is when, like, someone's standing and then someone just, like, pops up behind
that's AJ Styles meme. I love that that meme's like not a wrestling meme, but like an actual meme, like a non-wrestling meme too. It's like AJ Styles, you've made it.
AJ Styles and like Keith Lee has done it to so many people too. It's
but that like well the fact that the AJ one became the meme, I think that's fucking
cool. Yeah, the AJ one has just
I've seen that everywhere. Like I've seen it on like football meme pages. I've seen it just people making memes in general. Like this is I just like love that. I was like, this is awesome that this started from a Boneyard match that was a cinematic match because of COVID, and now it's a meme that everyone uses. I love when that happens. But AEW has done that a lot. That was one of the examples. John Moxley had done that to Kenny Omega before. I think it's happened to Kenny twice, actually. But, like, it happened with Dan Lambert, but I forgot who was, I think it was Chris Jericho who was, like, the one, like, standing behind him. But
I forgot about him.
They've done that shot. I know, I forgot about him, too. They've done that shot, like, many times. Or, like,
because it's so good.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
So, they may be good at that, but they're very bad at dressing up for Halloween as they should. Now
that'd be a fun show. Okay, but yeah,
it would be a fun show. I mean, I'll give them a little bit of a pass if people dress up next week because it's the day after Halloween, but I'm still not gonna be happy. You'll get a little bit of a pass.
I don't think it's gonna be like
disrespectful.
It's like it's October, you know, like even then, like even if it's still like in the 20s, it's the very end of October, so come on.
Well, so like Halloween Havoc for NXT is 2 weeks this year. So we had week one this week, and then next week is actually on Halloween, as it should be. And when I tell you,
Halloween Havoc.
Yeah.
It's on Halloween.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah.
Next year's a leap year, so you jump one.
Oh,
so it was supposed to because every it goes like ahead by a day. So if it's on Tuesday, If it's on Tuesday this year, normally it would be on Wednesday the next year. But since it's a leap year, it's going to jump Wednesday and go to Thursday. So we might have a spooky show. I'll check my calendar, but like
maybe I'm going to say, double check that right now. Because if we have a spooky showcase on Halloween, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Because look, hold on. 2020.
Also, hi, Jaxpo.
2024. Yeah, Thursday. Halloween's on Thursday next year. I told you, because yeah, it's a leap year. And because I was thinking about it, I was like, oh man, you know, next year Dynamite's getting kind of shafted because they're not getting a Halloween show because it's getting jumped. But then I was like, wait, it's on Thursday, but it's gonna be on the 30th. They have to do it on the 30th. Come on, that's right before Halloween.
They have one shot, one opportunity. Exactly. Oh my god, spooky showcase year 4 is gonna be on I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Now you have to go all out, Katie.
Now I have to
day off. You gotta go all out.
Okay, let's look at that. Actually, I don't know what job will help next year, but regardless, I don't know about that. See, that just so many ideas. I already have things like in my mind that I'm gonna put into effect now.
Yeah,
spooky take jokes. Notes
so you don't forget.
I'm actually gonna write one down just for myself because I need to talk to a certain person. You guys might know him. He like kind of makes music for us. All of the music we do for She Lead Showcase, Jalen on the beat. I want to see if Jalen can make spooky showcase theme. Ooh. So like take She Lead Showcase theme but make it spooky. I believe in him. I think he could.
I think he'd do it. I think it'll be easy.
He has a year in advance. Yeah, that's awkward anyways. But NXT Halloween Havoc week 1, they absolutely killed it with costumes. Specifically the women, because who run the world?
Girls.
Exactly. Let's start with our hostesses. There's two, Shotzi and Scarlett, of course, because why not? Shotzi should be the host every fucking year, and she definitely needs Scarlett with her every year now. So Shotzi first. She was Pinhead, or like people don't know as Pinhead sometimes, but Hellraiser, if you don't know the specific name. And then she was Edward Scissorhands. Scarlett was Marie Antoinette, more French, and had the blood right here. And then she was a vampire, looking gorgeous. And then the two of them were the twins from The Shining.
Oh, that is fucking awesome.
And incredible. I need them to host every year.
I like the costume change. That's pretty cool. Like,
That's what Shotzi did the first year she hosted, too. She had, like, three different costumes.
But the fact that they're able to, like, execute that in a live two-hour show.
Yeah.
They probably, like, do their segment and immediately go to hair and makeup. And so they're probably, every single person's, like, all hands on deck. Like, someone's doing, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was, like, a few segments where they were still in the same one. But, like, it was three costume changes for both.
In between, I guess. In between the costume change, you know?
Yeah. Which, like, fucking kudos to them.
Yeah,
exactly. The Shining thing could have been pre-recorded. I don't know. No. It wasn't. Never mind. I was, like, thinking about what was playing on the TV, but they, like, scared Carmelo. It was fucking hysterical. Roxanne did a very nice Freddy Krueger. The gear that someone on Twitter designed for her, and it was beautiful. And she had the Freddy sweater and the glove. You know, 1-2. Roxy's coming for you. Love it. Then, Kalani Jordan was Gwen Stacy or Spider-Gwen from Across the Universe or Spider-Verse, which hers was spot on, perfect, beautiful. The colors were great. Gigi Dolin had some very nice Beetlejuice-inspired gear.
We love Beetlejuice. Yes.
We love Beetlejuice.
That's a classic.
Oh, it's fucking... It's my friend, actually, the Halloween party I was telling you earlier, she's going as Beetlejuice and her fiance is going as Lydia.
Really? That's pretty cool.
They've done, I think last year she was Ghostface and he was Casey in the beginning.
I love that they don't follow the gender rules and they're just like,
whatever. Oh, they are two of my favorite people. I've known her since middle school, so I love her to pieces, and she's like my spooky queen. Like, she's all things spooky all the time, and I love her for that. We got Blair Davenport, boo, but she did do Georgie from It.
Did she have her arm missing?
No, but like she did the yellow raincoat and the red balloon, and had a red balloon bedazzled on the jacket. So not terrible. But we did get Brutus in a Pennywise onesie.
I mean, hey, A for effort. You gotta try. He tried.
A for effort. I mean, he put a costume on. He didn't even have a match. He was just in a segment.
I'm just saying, that was more than what AEW did before their Dynamite show, before Dolly.
True. We got Lash Legend as Catwoman, looking gorgeous, of course, because it's Lash Legend, and who doesn't love Catwoman? Come on now. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven showed up in NXT. Chelsea was Little Red Riding Hood, and Piper was the Big Bad Wolf.
Oh my god.
But, like, you'll have to, like, look at the pictures online. Mm-hmm. His, like, all of them fucking killed it. But one of the best ones was Fallon Henley dressed up as Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, I saw that around Twitter.
It was spot on, dude.
Yeah, people were like, what do you mean? There, people were like, I saw people making jokes about it. They're like, Tiffany Stratton just showing up without a costume.
I was speechless with how good it was. Like, I called it a tiffy tussle when they started fighting.
I love when the wrestlers dress like other wrestlers. I think it's hilarious.
Mrs. Like, Notorious.
Yeah, or when Brie Bella dressed like AJ Lee. She, that was pretty spot on.
When AJ dresses Nikki.
Oh, with the freaking padding. She took the padding out and freaking... No, but like, even Paige... She dressed like Summer Rae, one of the battle royals. I love when that happens. I love when they do that.
See, as much as I like don't necessarily miss that time frame with the women being used like that, I do miss like the Halloween battle royals and stuff.
I know they could have done still do stuff like that, but just again, still have like, you know, the women properly and well utilized, like they are now. Well, for the most part now.
Yeah. Which, shout out to Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
5 women's matches on NXT.
And HBK. That's why he's your birthday twin.
You know what? That's why he's my birthday twin. Shout out to HBK.
I was going to say, I think that same year when Paige was Summer Rae, Brie Bella was under Nikki's control because of their Hell in a Cell match. And she was dressed like Daniel Bryan and had the freaking beard. And Nikki's like, no, you're going to have to run some errands for me. And so Brie's like, so you can't participate in the battle royal. And Brie's like, well, whatever. And she was going to take off the beard and she's like, no, you're keeping it like that. So Brie and Kayfabe had to go out in public and have that beard on her. That's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, and like Matt said, and more next week. I know. I'm so excited. That's we get the final matchup of the women's breakout tournament next week.
Ooh.
Alola Vice versus Kalani Jordan, and I'm so fucking excited. It's going to be spooky. I hope they both dress up. Kalani already did. Lola didn't, but that's okay. She has next week to make up for it. Carmen Petrovich was like 101 Dalmatians-esque Cruella de Vil type vibes. When they sometimes they just show people like watching the matchups for the breakout tournament. Someone was dressed as Oogie Boogie.
Oh, I love Oogie Boogie.
That's Oogie Boogie.
That's my favorite song from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Cause I'm the boogeyman. Whoa.
Whoa. Like, you're joking.
I'm gonna watch that. Actually, no. I have to watch Loki, and then I'll watch it.
I'll probably watch it afterwards.
We have.
I'm also starving, bro. I haven't eaten shit.
I know.
Today.
It's okay. We're almost done. And then we'll do some nom noms. Because I am also.
I need nom noms too, bro. All right. We'll get some nom noms after. We can get nom noms with Dom Dom.
Hell no.
No. You don't need lunch. If you were like in a cafeteria in prison, Dom asked, you know, to sit at your table, you wouldn't say yes.
With his teardrop tattoo, yeah. I don't know. We'd see. If I was in prison, I'm down bad.
Is he still there, or has he stopped with that? Because he's technically.
I think he stopped.
I think that's what's also like that makes it funnier because it makes it look like.
It's like, where'd your teardrop go, Dom? I thought you like killed somebody.
Yeah, it works either way because like it's funny because it's magically not there or. It's not there because he's not as serious as he wants people to think he is because he just drew it, you know?
Yeah. It's fucking dumb. Yeah. But before we like wrap up everything, because yeah, there's like you said, like AEW didn't do anything. So we only had really NXT this week to hold it down for the spooky showcase. So shout out to NXT Halloween Havoc week one. We already kind of talked about like on the pre-show and a little bit before, like our Halloween plans. Let's plan ahead. I want to do this spooky showcase year 4. We now know is on Halloween. What do we want to like? I'll ask you, and we can brainstorm and we can figure some stuff out now.
Yeah,
and I can remember, so we can actually remember what we do for spooky showcase because we clearly have. Bad memories and can't forget this.
I'm not gonna remember this by next week.
That's all right. I'll just remind you. I'll be like, Savannah, go to Spooky Showcase this past year, watch it, and we'll figure it out. You know what we should do? We should like do like a not a matching costume, but like
a collab costume,
like a couple's costume. You know, like
like peanut butter and jelly.
Well, I would. Want it like wrestling related, but yes, peanut butter jelly.
Bro, I would be so down. Like, I would totally take one for the team. If you do Rhea, I'll fucking be Dom. I will be fucking prison Dom with a little tear. I might take it a little far though and do like, you know, make it like, you know, how CC the makeup with like, it looks like tears. I'll do purple for Judgment Day, but that'd be pretty funny. I'll put like mommy on my eyebrow or something and I'll do the teardrop. I will be so fucking down. I will commit. I will find things I can do. Will I go as far as getting a Dominic Mysterio shirt? Probably not. I might just wear purple. But
I mean, you could just get like a Judgment Day shirt.
That is true, but it's because, dude, it's expensive. Bro.
I can take one for the team for you. I could be a buck.
We can do like a costume change. Like be like, be right back.
We could. I mean, if you're gonna have like a whole face of makeup on.
Bro, like, maybe I'll do, like, something that'll work with both.
There you go. Dom also does wear Rhea shirts. This is true.
That is true. I can get a Rhea shirt. So that way, like, I don't feel like I'm wasting money. Not the Judgment Day, but it's because, dude, I have the worst luck with faction shirts. The worst luck.
You said Ric Flair and the Grim Reaper.
We could be Christian Cage and someone could be a tombstone and just say someone's dead.
Shit, you don't gotta tell me twice.
Dude, Christian Cage, I fucking love that menace. He's so hilarious.
He's 10 out of 10. We could be Christian and I could be Luchasaurus.
Or we can.
Oh, fuck.
We could be, there's a lot of things we can do. But yeah, we can do something again. Like, so we can work both ways. So, prison, Dom, and Rhea Ripley, and then the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean.
The Bucks.
At one point in time, I was a Bucks stan, so like,
that's how we became friends, Katie. You can never forget that. Or if you really want to, we can be the Adams family, and I'll be Hangman, and you can be Adam Cole.
Oh my god, that's what we have to fucking do.
Yes, we gotta be the Adams. Right on. It's documented, but yeah,
it's documented. But will you stop it, Matt?
Ooh, I know.
We're not being taken off.
I'll take one for the team, though, because I could never have you do this. I'll be Logan Paul, and you can be a Bitcoin. But you would have to be non-existent, because fucking Logan Paul scams his audience.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh, my God. Adam, Prison Dom and Rhea.
And then the Adams. So that way you can have both family. WWE and AEW.
Oh my god, that's fucking genius. Yeah. Oh my god. I'm going all fucking out.
I need to figure out how... Well, Prison Dom's easy. You just, again, the shirt, the headband, and then I'll figure out something. But the hardest part is going to be trying coming up with a makeup look that where I can incorporate both. If Hangman was still hanging with Dark Order, that would be super easy. I'd just wear purple, but that's
not yeah.
Cool. Maybe I'll just change my lipstick. I'll just change it from purple to brown.
Katie's uncle Savannah's Roderick Strong.
Adam! I mean, I do that a lot. Not a lot, but like, I always go to you with stuff, so okay.
I mean, it would be easy to get you a neck brace.
I know, but I just don't. Like, I already hate turtlenecks, so I would not want to be like in.
Oh, so then you couldn't be Christian because you don't like turtlenecks. Oh shit.
But I could be MJF, we could be Bro Chachos.
Oh my god, we could be Bro Chachos. Hopefully there's some Bro Chachos.
I can get a big Burberry scarf and we can get Better Than You Bebe shirts.
Bro Chachos. I mean, listen, the possibilities are endless. Wait, okay, hear me out.
Okay.
The entire month of October.
we do a collab. Yeah, dude, that's gonna be awesome, but it's also like I gotta save money, bro. Like I
got we got a year, we got time.
No, yeah.
A lot of the stuff you might already have, so
the Hangman one, easy. Dominic, I'm pretty sure I can get a bandana like a fucking Walmart.
They have purple one.
And then just a Rhea Ripley shirt, which I'm pretty sure I can find like when they do a sale. That'll be easy.
Did you sell
them? The MJF one might be the most expensive because I have an MJF shirt, but not a Better Than You Bebe shirt.
So let's see, like, I need, like, an exact number of...
It's usually, like, four. Four, maybe five, since Halloween is exactly on a Thursday.
Okay, so five next year. So we need five collab
costumes. Let's just write them down. It doesn't have to be in any particular order, but just so we know. No. Rhea and Dom.
Oh, my God, my pen's not working. Hold on.
Okay,
Rhea and Dom.
Do you want to do that means if we do Adam Cole, okay, should we do both Adam and MJF or the Adams or just one or the other? Because that'd be Adam Cole twice.
That would be Adam Cole twice. I'll leave that up to you. Okay, it depends on which one you want to do.
Both and then just put a question mark so I have a year to think about it, you know?
All right, so Adam Cole and...
I might honestly go with Hangman, not just because it might be easier, but I'll think about it, okay? I'll think about it.
Okay, the Bucks
for
you.
All right, and then because the Adam Cole one, regardless of who I choose, it's kind of like a both of us. It's a little bit in between. Whereas Rhea and Dom is more you. The Bucks are clearly more me. But
what else did we say?
Yeah, we said Christian Cage and Luchasaurus, but I don't know how serious you were being.
J.D. McDonough's body and Jay McDonough's head.
Or one of us can be Jay White and the other one can be Diego Luna.
I love Diego Luna. Let's think. Okay. Random, Adam Cole and MJF, Adam Cole and Hangman. Question marks by both.
Yeah, that's one and the same. So that's two.
That's two. Bucks is three, so we need two more.
Two more. Let's see. Because also it's hard to plan when you just only see this part, you know?
Yeah, that's why, like, I'm literally in just, like, shorts, but this.
Yeah. Christian Cage would be funny. I would just need the, like, TNT championship. I will be willing to wear a turtleneck if...
We could just do Christian and Edge.
Yeah, I like that.
They can be, like, any version of them.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a sign that says your father's dead. I'll have it like plastered right there, like just a big sign that says your father's dead. So that way you can really like,
you know, feel it. So you need a turtleneck and a jacket.
I mean, jacket might be a little easy. I could just steal one of my mom's. It might have shoulder pads. Nice
blazer.
They're Gucci. Because my mom works in an office. She's an accountant, so
there you go.
She's I could use a turtleneck, and even then, I'm pretty sure I have a black turtleneck. Maybe not. Maybe I got rid of them because I fucking hate turtlenecks. But I guess for Christian, I could just easily get one at Walmart.
For anything for Christian.
Yeah.
So we need one more. Shit.
Should we try and lean more towards WWE since we already have three AEWs?
Yeah, let's try and lean more.
The WWE. John Cena one is pretty funny, but who would we like?
I don't know. Like, it'd be funny, but it'd be so hard to figure out.
Oh, that'd be so
funny. If it ends up being Solo Skating next year, we'll just say Savannah's dressed up as Katie's dad for Halloween. Fuck you, Matt.
John Cena then.
You could be John Cena. No, she's not. It will not be a Solo Skating.
That would be okay. I'm not saying, like, in the event that I die before
Halloween. Before Jesus.
Halloween. Okay, I just mean that, like, that's probably the only way I would not make the show. Okay. If I die. So in the event that if I hopefully not die before Sheely for Spooky Showcase Part 4, what I can do is like I step aside and then like you take a picture of my wall so it looks like I'm there or like I'm supposed to be there and then I just am never there because I'm John Cena. You can't see me. Just to give the illusion. And you keep my square, you know, keep my square there.
I don't know if I'll be able to. I'll try. Because usually you need, like, another
camera. Or I'll just have my ghost, like, you know, if for some, by God forsaken miracle, I cannot make it. Like, by some act of God, I can't make it. I will literally be willing to come here, take a break from it, whatever it is I'm doing, come here, set up everything, and then just leave.
Leave?
And then, yeah, you just end the stream and my laptop will just be on. But, yeah, I would be willing to do that, just to commit to the John Cena thing.
Savannah can be John Cena and Katie is solo. Solo Cicady, and you advertise the show as another Solo Cicady.
Bloodline, bro, acknowledge me. So you just have to wear like the little.
We could. I don't know. Why are we just doing basically all males? We gotta do females.
That is true. What is wrong with us? I was actually gonna suggest Ty J earlier, but again, that's when I brought up like because you can only see this part. It'd be kind of hard to.
Yeah. We could do Bella's.
That'd be pretty funny. Pretty cool.
You can look, but you can't touch.
My sister has a replica of the Divas Championship, and I have Nikki Bella's cap.
Okay, so you're Nikki, I'm Brie.
Even though you're older than me. Well, Nikki's slightly older. Obviously, they're twins, but yeah. That could work. I like that.
I'm writing it down as a possibility.
And we come up with something throughout the year. You know, maybe another tag team gets formed and we'd like that so much that we... But it's a good placeholder. You know, all of them are good placeholders for now.
Ooh. I mean, Trish and Lita, that's... I mean,
First of all, I would get a blonde wig. I would get, like, the face... Like, what is it called? Not a face shield, but, like, the...
It's like a face guard.
Face guard, yeah, for the nose. I would totally get that.
We could, like, Lita did break Trisha's nose.
Yeah, so that, how mean would it be if I put, like, big blood on my nose to give it off the impression, like, oh shit, my nose is broken.
Before Jesus said that, I was gonna say Alba and Isla.
That'd be cool, too. You just gotta tell me which one I am, because I would totally get a wig of the hair color.
That's true, yeah, that's right. Alba and...
Because
they're both redheads.
They're both redheads? I thought one of them had orange hair.
Well, I mean, depending on the light, mine can look orange if I do red light, so I can just be...
Regardless, you can just tell me which one I am, and then we can get a shirt or something.
Yeah, we can just, like, spooky.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're down to get a blonde wig, dude, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's cheap ones on Amazon. Or, like, even at fucking Walmart. There has to be wigs of something. I'm pretty sure if I go to Walmart right now, they'll have wigs. So.
I was going to say, if you get a wig, like, this week, then you're Gucci for next year.
Exactly. Or, it's because... It's hard, because they'll have the candy out after Halloween, just on clearance. But the costumes, no, they completely get rid of them. I guess because they sell the same thing every year. So, if they don't sell it this year, they'll just put it away for next year. But the minute the clock strikes 12, Halloween is gone and Christmas is everywhere.
Man.
Which, I mean, for Americans also, because Thanksgiving, I mean, there's Canadian Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty sure there's Thanksgiving other places also. But for American Thanksgiving, you know, for being an American in the United States, you would think that people would look forward to a holiday where you can eat as much food as you want and not be judged. But people don't. They just completely jump to Christmas. I'm like, dude, I freaking love Thanksgiving, not just because of the food. But like, first of all, it's the only holiday where you're kind of expected to dress up or dress nicer, but I can get away with wearing a jersey.
Even we did talk mom, about this, yeah.
Even from my mom who's always like, absolutely not, she lets me wear my jersey on Thanksgiving. Mostly because I see her family second, so by the time, like, so I won't really have time to change. But yeah, so I get to wear a jersey because the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. And then the food, bro. Maybe it's just because I'm hungry, but dude.
Bro, I was just talking about a Friendsgiving the week before Thanksgiving, so like I'm eating good 2 weeks in a row, baby. I'm so excited. I'm
so hungry. Like anything sounds good right now. Like I want, like I had just had Wendy's on Tuesday. I wouldn't mind having it again, but then Chipotle sounds good too. But my dad doesn't like Chipotle, so I don't.
Their steak is too spicy. I don't like it either. I understand.
What?
It's too spicy for me.
Wait, do you get a bowl?
I don't get it.
Okay, well, when you tried it, what did you get that you realized that it was too spicy?
I think I got tacos.
Tacos. Oh, I have never really had their tacos. I get a bowl, personally. I get a bowl for anyone who wants to buy me Chipotle. I get a bowl with white rice, pinto beans, steak. If they have carne asada, it's like limited time, but I'll get that. But normally steak. Mm. And then I get extra of the corn because corn is sweet. And I like what this corn has, a little bit of lime. So it's like a balance. That's what I like. It kind of, the corn, the lettuce, which I also get, and cheese kind of cuts down on like the spice. So you're not burning your mouth. And so like the sweetness, the kind of like the salty creaminess of the cheese and the lettuce kind of, you know, it balances out. I'm like, it's like Thanos, you know, it's perfectly balanced as all things should be. But also what I just recently discovered, oh my God. And this is what I love about you, like eating from Chipotle. Cause you can get queso, but they only get a little ladle and just like a little like Coke line of queso. And I'm like, how is it supposed to cover all my food, bro? Like, so I get a side and I pour it on as I go. And oh, it is so good. I actually want Chipotle.
See, but this is why I go to Moe's, because their steak, not spicy. I get a stack. It's delicious. Their queso absolutely slaps. Dude, Moe's of Chipotle for me personally.
I love Chipotle queso, bro. It's so good. The queso blanco. At least try that. The queso blanco from Chipotle.
Okay. I can do that for you, Savannah.
It is so good. And if not, just send it my way, even though it might be expired and moldy by the time it makes it to my door.
Best. But you know what that makes it?
Spooky. Spooky. And all right. With all gross. It's going to stink all day.
Well, listen, we got our costumes for the entire month of October for She Leads Showcase next year, baby.
It actually made me think of a question. Have we done, like, because we did, like, kind of like with the Barbies, or like, we chose a Barbie based on, like, the wrestler. Have we done the thing where, like, we choose a wrestler and then we decide what we would have them be for Halloween? I think we have. I just don't remember.
If we didn't do it like that, we did something very similar to that.
Because, yeah, like, or who would you dress this person up as? Last year, we recasted it. Or was that before Spooky Showcase? I think that was before.
It might have been before Spooky Showcase, but I distinctly remember doing that, too. And, I have, like, vague memories of doing, like, Halloween costumes associated with wrestlers in some capacity.
Yeah. We could always
bring it back next year. Yeah, we could definitely bring it back next year. We can whatever new horror movie's out, if a new horror movie's out, we can cast that. We got time, baby.
I was gonna say, look, I'll just say it now. Christian Cage, he'll be a ghost because it'll be the ghost of someone's dead father.
Jesus.
That would be Christian Cage's costume. Let's be real.
Oh, 100% would. It's just, he's just carrying a fake tombstone.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, but also hysterical.
Yeah.
All right, we have planned Spooky Showcase year 4. We did wrestlers and horror movies, says Matt.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you for remembering.
So, thank you. I'm glad. I see this is my Matt's here. We can definitely, like, do any combination of the three, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatevers. But thank you all for joining us here on the Spooky Showcase year 3. Gotta do it like this now, because Lita.
I have a third middle finger, so I can't flip off the camera.
I do.
Or here, hold up two. Three.
Perfect. Obviously, this is like one of our favorite times of year as we just pre-planned for next year. So if you enjoyed it, again, please, you know, give this video a like, give it a subscribe, comment your favorite costumes that happened on TV for wrestlers, what you're going to be for Halloween this year, whatever you want to do. It's great. Remember questions and dad jokes. Matt, you're definitely good for a lot more than that, trust me. But this has been the Spooky Showcase, year 3, part 3, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. We sincerely appreciate everybody hanging out with us, enjoying the spooky shenanigans that have ensued. Because the spooky shenanigans that have happened this episode, one of our favorite episodes. Because next up, in 2 months,
Seasonal Showcase.
It's the holiday season. Love it. It's my favorite thing.
I can't figure out what I'm going to wear. I know I have 2 months, but still.
Hey, I got to figure. I can't do the Christmas sweater 3 years in a row. I got to figure something else out.
I need to figure something else out. Maybe I'll
I gotta get a new Christmas sweater.
Maybe WWE will release some new ones. And I'll get one from there.
Yeah, I need one from WWE. I only have my AEW one. But that's 2 months from now. This is still the spooky season.
Spooky.
So, until next time, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We greatly appreciate it. Until next time, bye-bye.